children say amen. Amen. You know, I like this. Boy, if anything, if heaven's anything like this, amen. I can't wait to get to heaven. Amen. Amen. We're glad to see all who have come to be with us and on this evening. And as I said, I don't preach long in the evening time. I just preach till I get done. Amen. Amen. And I'm not going to start being long on tonight. Amen. But I just want to give you a little something to think about. And again, I'm glad to see all of you, but I'm especially glad to see my friend, Brother Hewlin Bonner, and his family. I tell you, I saw him in a number of years, and it's good to see him. And I see he's still doing the job. Yes, sir. Still using it. Let God use him in his way. But now I'm listening to y'all and all these different voices. Y'all sound beautiful. So if y'all don't mind, I'm going to use y'all's voices again. Well, that'd be all right. I used to sing this old song. I used to sing it all the time, but I didn't sing it much anymore. I hope I still can do it. But it's called Heaven's on the Other Side. And we'll use a few of these voices. Amen. We'll start with the bass, and then we'll bring in the soprano, and then the alto, then tenor, and we'll get it all together. Is that all right? We'll start with the bass. Heaven is on the other side, oh heaven is on the other side, heaven is on the other side, oh heaven is on the other side, oh I will make it, I will make. All right, sopranos, here we go. The other side, oh heaven, side, oh heaven. Heaven. Yeah. I can't get there. Y'all gonna have to get there. Amen. Oh, I will make it. I will make it. All right, alto, let's help them. Altos now. Oh, heaven's on the other side. Heaven's on the other side. Heaven's on the other side. Oh, on the other side, oh, I will make it, I will make it, heaven is on the other. All right, tenor, side, oh, heaven's on the other 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 side, oh, I. Oh, I'm gonna make well, oh, well, now heaven, heaven on the other side. Oh, I believe that heaven, heaven's on the other side. Well, oh, well, now I'm gonna work so I can make it on him. Well, well, and heaven, heaven's on the other side. Oh, I believe that heaven, heaven's on the other side. Well, well, and I'm gonna work so I can make it on him. Well, well, and heaven, heaven's on the other side. Oh, I believe that heaven, heaven's on the other side. Well, well, now I'm gonna work so I can make it on him. Beautiful, beautiful, amen. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to take a look this evening at verses number 25 and 20 through 27. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25 through 27. The Bible reads, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of
water by the word, that he may present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. I just want to use for a subject tonight very briefly of get right, church, and let's go home. I was going to ask Brother Bonner, because he could sing it a lot better than I can. Because see, when I was a little child, he was singing that song. Get right, church, and let's go home. I was going to ask him to sing it, but I don't want to be long. But if you could do one or two verses. You want, okay, your throat, okay, all right, I understand. All right. But now next time, if the Lord will, I'm going to get in and try to get you to sing. That's when I was a little child, I used to love to hear him sing. You know, we come around and go to meetings and things, and Brother Bonner, Brother King, a lot of the older brothers were there, amen. And when I was a kid, and well, we had a good time. You see, and we were singing with the Spirit and singing with their understanding. And we knew what we were singing to about. We knew who we were singing to. We knew what it was all about. Now see, it wasn't about the individual. That's not my sermon. That's not my sermon. But I don't want to go ahead and drop it while I'm flying over. You know, because sometimes we get up here and get to showing out, as old folks say, cutting monkey shines and falling out on the floor and screaming and hollering and making it all about us. Worshiping God is not about us. It's all about God. I believe the Bible said in John chapter 4, around about verse number 20, that the time cometh, and now it is, when the true worshipers of God shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. He said, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him. Must worship him. Must worship him in spirit and in truth. Well, Brother Holman, I've got to exercise my talent. But if your talent is drawing all the glory to yourself and not bringing the glory to God, you ought to get somewhere to sit down. That ain't my lesson. Why am I over here? I don't know why I'm over here, but I believe I drop it off, because sometimes I think we need it in the church sometimes. We need it in the church, because sometimes we miss the boat. We start thinking it's all about us when it's supposed to be all about God. Is that all right? Get right, church, and let's go home. Now, let's see what Paul writing the letter to the church at Ephesus. Let's see what Paul wrote here. He said, husband, love your wife. He compared that told the husband to love that wife, then compared it to Christ loving the church. Now, when he said that Christ loved the church, listen to what it says. Even as Christ loved the church, also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, husband, you know, if you love your wife, amen, you're supposed to love your wife as Christ loved the church and give yourself for her, and like he done for the church. Now, you know, it's got to be a strong love. Got to be a strong love in order for Christ to give himself for something. It has to be a strong bond. Christ is married to the church. He's coming. We are his handiwork. He's married to the church. The Bible goes on to say that he may sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. Let me tell you something, my friend. We ought to get right. As I talked to you this morning, and we talked about this morning, Christ came and died a horrible death. A death, the kind of death that ought to just give you nightmares sometimes. The kind of death and suffering and pain that he went through for you and for me. We ought not have anything on our minds but being right so we can go on home. When I think about the word home, I think about home. My friend, I feel and I see in my own mind that there's an old saying that said, there's no place like home. You see, in my own mind, I go back and start thinking about home. See, I didn't come from a big rich family and stayed in a mansion on the hillside. I came from an old poor farming family, amen, and we worked hard. Y'all didn't hear me. I didn't say hard. I said hard. Y'all heard what I said? We worked like, hey, we worked like dogs, amen. Worked hard all day long. Come down from a little country town down in southern Tennessee called Lewisburg, amen. I don't know if y'all familiar with that or not, but you go down to the country and then keep on going. And you'll find us down there somewhere, amen. You see, I think about home. And although now I have my own home and all of this, there's still no place like home. Every time I get a chance to go down, I say down in the woods, y'all. Every time I get a chance to go down, I want to go down there. Why? Because it's welcoming down there. See, church, in order to go home, and we ought to take it, feel like home is the church. And going home is going to heaven. Is that all right? Home is the church. But going home is going to heaven. Does that make sense? You see, being at home ought to be a place that's welcoming. When folk come through your door back there, they ought to feel welcome. They ought to feel the love of God in this place. They ought to feel like there's no place like this place anywhere around this place. Surely this must be the place. Get right, church, and let's go home. Now, first of all, I need y'all to understand that the church is right. God's church is right. Amen. The one that he said he was going to build in Matthew chapter 16. The one he said he was going to build, he said, upon this rock I will build my church. Said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That's what the Lord said. He said, upon what rock? The rock where Peter said, that blessed art thou, Simon by Jonah. The part where Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Upon that rock of truth, God built his church. The church is right. We as members need to make sure that we get right. And if we are right, stay right. When we make our mistake, make sure we look here. Don't be so proud. Don't be so proud and uppity that you won't admit that you're wrong. See, the old saying is, I believe it's, I can't remember the old saying, so I'm not even going to say it. Amen. But I tell you, my friend, we ought to get right so we can go on home. Amen. And let's not be so haughty and proud that we can't ask God to forgive us. Amen. When we make a mistake. We make a mistake. If we're wrong, ask God to forgive you. He's just to forgive you. He'll forgive you. We all not leave here tonight if we stand at a guilty distance from God. We all not leave this place tonight until we know that we're right and we're standing in good and in accordance to his will. And unless we are standing in the way of God, as I talked about those ways this morning, as we are standing in the ways of God, my friend, we all not leave this place with our souls in danger. You know something? Your soul is worth something. How do you know? Because the Bible said, what would a man profit if he should gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what will you give in exchange for your soul? Being proud? Saying that I don't sin? John said, if you say you don't sin, you already lied. Amen. I'm just paraphrasing. Amen. You already done lied. Amen. So you all have sinned. And we all have come short of the glory of God. But don't be so afraid to admit when you're wrong. We need to get right and go on home. This thing ought to be a self-examination. We ought to examine ourselves. Examine ourselves not just on Sunday morning, not just on Sunday evening, but every day that we live. We ought to examine ourselves to see whether or not those that we are living according to the way of God, or the way of Christ, that we can stand before him one day justified. We ought to learn how to get right, church, and let's go home. Those of you who are standing on the outside of the ark of safety, you need to come on in this afternoon. Come in this afternoon. Hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Believe the same. Repent of your sins, confess Christ to be the Son of God, and be buried with him in baptism. Be resurrected therefore to walk in the newness of life. If you do so, it'll be the greatest thing you've ever done in your life. The greatest thing you've ever done in your life is to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. And why wouldn't you obey the gospel of Christ? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? He's gave it all for you. You'll hear me talk this morning about that death, how shameful it was. They'd have done this thing to an innocent man. But he done it for you. He done it for you. And he done it for me. You know, I know this life sometimes gets hard sometimes. I know that the road sometimes is hard to manage, and it's hard to stay on that straight and that narrow way. But I want you to understand that your reward one day will be great if you are able to hold out and endure to the end. Remember that the race is not given to he who runs swift, but it's given to he who endureth until the end. We need to learn how to run the race of God. And when you learn how to run this race, you're going to understand some things sometime, my friend. What you're going to understand is that life is not going to be peaches and cream. Life will not be peaches and cream. Are y'all with me this evening? Life is going to get hard to live sometime. It's going to get away. It's going to get rough. Your way is going to get rough. The storm of life will rage sometime. And if the storm of life is not raised in your life, I tell you today, my friend, just keep on living. You keep on living, and the storm is surely going to come. And you see, I remember that in the Bible days when the storms came, people got scared. They got afraid. But I want you to know that the storm of your life, when it started raging sometime, my friend, you don't have to be scared. You don't have to be afraid, because you got somebody that the wind and the sea, they obey him. Is that all right? You have somebody in your life that you don't have to worry about a lot of things. You see, in my own life, I dealt with a lot of problems. Is that all right? In my own life, I've had heartaches and I've had pain. I've had burdens sometimes that'll just make the tears. Y'all don't hear me? It'll make the tears just run down from your eyes. And sometimes, you know, burdens get heavy sometimes when you push, but it starts weighing down on you. But you know, my burdens got so heavy that I felt like I didn't know where to turn. But it kept pushing me down. And all the far I let him go is get him down on my knees. Is that all right? And then I start talking to the master. I said, Lord, I need your help right now. Lord, I need you to show me the way. Lord, I can't make it. I can't make it by myself. But there's one thing I do know, that when I get off my knees, he was going to make everything all right. I don't know. It's going to get good to me. I got to quit, y'all. I can't keep preaching. I got to quit. Hey, man. He'll make it all right for you. No matter what you're going through, he can make it all right. Put your trust in him. You know what? I love my brother right here. I don't know your name, brother. I can't remember your name. I know you, but I don't remember your name. But I love my brother. But I don't trust my brothers as much as I trust God. You got to know where to place your trust, because it's a tragedy to misplace your trust. That's a tragedy. Sometimes we put our faith and our trust in a man. But see, man sometimes will let you down. Man will leave you alone. But rather, I put my faith and my trust in God. Because the Bible said he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. He'll never, ever leave you alone. You trust in him. Cast your cares upon him, because he cares for you. Mm-hmm. He will direct your path. He'll direct your pathway. Get right, church, and let's go home. If you're here tonight, not a member of the Lord's church, we ask you to come tonight. We ask you to come. When you hear the gospel of Christ, you heard me preach that gospel this morning. When you hear the gospel of Christ, remember, you give God your ear. Is that all right? Acts chapter 15 and verse number 7, old Peter. Old Peter said, after there had been much dispute, and Peter said, men and brethren, you know that a good while ago that God made choice among us that the Gentiles with my mouth should hear the word of the gospel. And when you hear the gospel, you give God your ear. When you believe the gospel of Christ, Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6, Romans chapter 10 and verse number 32, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You give God your ear, you give God your heart. Repentance, Acts chapter 17 and verse number 30. He said, at one time ignorance God winked at, but now I commanded men, all men, to come unto repentance. You give God your mind. And when you make that confession, he said, confession is made with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. When you confess Christ, confession, you give God your mouth. When you are baptized into Christ, Romans chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, you go down, you come up, you give God your life. You got to give it all to him. And then trust him. Trust in him that he will do exactly what he says he'll do. He will save your soul. If you're here, you're already a member, yet you're falling astray. You come short of God's glory. Get right, church, so we can go on home. Get right. Just ask God to forgive you. Let your request be made known through prayer and through supplication. Let your request be made known. We will pray with you. We will pray for you. They request the prayer of the righteous, because the Bible said the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man, it availeth much. If you're standing in need tonight, we're going to ask you to come. Will you come right now? Come as together we stand and sing the song of invitation. Will you come tonight? Come to the Lord tonight. God loves you. God loves you tonight. He don't want you lost tonight. He wants you to be saved. Will you come to him? Well, we're saved. Saved through Jesus' blood. Come to the Lord tonight. Come to him. Will you come? May be seated.